Speaker Mike Johnson at March for Life, "Eternally grateful my parents ignored those who told them to abort." By Elizabeth Weibel on January 24, 2025. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, shared a personal story of how he was the product of an unplanned teen pregnancy while speaking at the 52nd March for Life in Washington, D.C. And he expressed gratefulness that his parents ignored all the people who told them to have an abortion. During his speech, Johnson also expressed gratefulness that his parents had chosen to embrace life and have him. Johnson added that it was a very simple fact that if his parents had not had him, he would not be here, and pondered who else we have missed, and what those individuals might have contributed to society if they had been born. The 52nd March for Life marked the first time that the House Speaker and the Senate Majority Leader have both spoken at the event. "I was born in January 1972. It was almost exactly 1 year before Roe v. Wade became the law of the land," Johnson shared. "I was the product of an unplanned teen pregnancy. And I am so eternally grateful that my mom and dad ignored all the people who told them to just take care of that problem. And they chose to embrace life and to have me, the first of their four children. It's a simple fact, a very simple fact. If they had not done that, I would not be here," Johnson continued. "And I often wonder who else we have missed and what those individuals might have contributed to our society and our world. But they were just never given the opportunity. I often wonder when we as a nation will face that reality and turn our hearts back to the self-evident truth that we boldly proclaimed in our nation's birth certificate in 1776. As was said earlier, that all people are created equal and that all people are endowed by our Creator with the right to life." Johnson continued to express that people should keep working to ensure that more eyes are open and that more people would embrace those timeless truths and that all children would be given the incomparable gift of being born. During his speech, Johnson also expressed that the White House under President Donald Trump had already shown its resolve and pointed to how Trump had freed and pardoned nearly 24 wrongfully imprisoned pro-life activists. In January 1973, the Supreme Court issued a decision on Roe v. Wade, making abortions legal. A year later, in 1974, the first March for Life rally took place to lobby congressional leadership to find a legislative solution to the Supreme Court's decision, according to the March for Life website. In June 2022, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, handing the issue of abortion laws back into the hands of the people and lawmakers.